You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Interviews. We have Dr. Michael Daubs from Otago Whakaihu Waka, University of Otago's Media, Communication and Film Department. We'll be talking to Michael about the New Zealand shoe company Allbirds, who have recently pivoted to AI. Good morning to you,
Marina.
Dr. Michael Daubs. Is it Daubs? Daubs?
Daubs.
Daubs.
Yes.
Daubs. Okay, there we go. Like Dobby.
Yeah, exactly. Which... Thank you for bringing that up.
I love J.K. Rowling. She's awesome. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. She sucks.
No problems in her history, no.
Not at all, not at all. But yeah, welcome to the show, Dr. Michael Daubs. You came here a couple of years ago. Oh, a year ago, sorry.
Yes.
How are you finding Dunedin?
Dunedin's a great city, like a proper college town, great campus, good places to go out in town. It's amazing.
Mate. Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh my goodness. You're a doctor, which is pretty remarkable. And in 2022, you published an article titled Internationalizing White Extremism, Far-Right Networks in Aotearoa and Beyond. The only far-right white supremacist network I can think of in Aotearoa is Action Zealandia, who are pretty horrible. How many other similar groups are there?
Three or four that have operated in the past that have been either more or less prominent over time. One Nation is one of my favorite examples, if you can have a favorite example, because they had an internal conflict and actually split. So there were two One Nations, which is
hilarious,
you know, objectively funny.
Yeah. It's that's remarkable.
Yeah.
Why did they split?
I think there was. I wasn't up on their internal conversations, but I think there was just some internal.
You weren't on that Telegram chat.
not publicly. No. No, I think there was just some internal disagreement about the direction they wanted to go, and they just decided it was easier if they went separate directions.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which one hates?
Yeah,
people more.
Weird. One Nation does. I think they kept the same names, so I don't even know what's going on with them anymore.
Bizarre.
But, yeah.
But are the other ones very active, or are they just kind of like circle jerky groups?
They are very noisy and can get a lot of attention, or generate a lot of attention, particularly on, say, platforms like X or Telegram.
Twitter, a good one. You mean, sorry?
I wish.
Not
I wish it were still Twitter. They make an oversized amount of noise for the amount of people that are involved.
Okay. So all buck, no bite.
Yes.
Yeah, classic.
But still...
Still concerning.
To keep an eye on.
Still a threat, but yeah. Let's talk about this Allbirds market change. This is nuts. So if people don't know, Allbirds is a New Zealand shoe manufacturer, and they announced, I think it was last week, they'll be going into AI, which immediately increased their market value by $127 million. They were already valued at $4 billion, so they were doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Is this a bandwagon effect, you know, i.e. say you're doing AI, venture capitalists will give you endless pools of cash?
Yeah, it seems to be that way. So Allbirds, after they launched, you know, were insanely popular, both here in New Zealand and in other places as well, including the U.S., and like around San Francisco, where there are a bunch of, you know, tech startups and that sort of thing. But they went public in 2021, and after that, they started losing some popularity and losing some money. So this really seems like a way to reinvigorate the company itself in a way. And you're right. I mean, after they made the announcement, it was, I think it was April 15 or 16. Their stock jumped crazy. I think it peaked at something like 600% increase in their stock price. And,
well, yeah.
It's still up now. So the day they announced, I know everyone loves stats, they were selling shares at $249 US, and right now it's just over $8 US. So that's still, you know, an increase of over 300%.
That's nuts.
And they haven't even done anything. They just said AI.
And they got rewarded for it.
Yeah.
Which is so silly. Absolutely stupid. You mentioned San Francisco before. Are you plugged in to, like, all the weird biohacking shit happening in San Francisco? Like, taking lots of peptides?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Peptide maxing.
Yeah, I'm not literally plugged into it. There's lots of, AI is getting a lot of attention right now, but that kind of biohacking stuff is going to be the next emerging technology. I think that we're going to see this kind of this buzz, this hype cycle going through. And it all starts in that same area. It's all the same tech bros that are interested in this stuff.
It's really infuriating because I thought San Francisco was a relatively, you know, progressive city, but it seems maybe they're socially liberal, but economically horrible.
Well, you know, in the 60s and 70s, of course, San Francisco was famous for, you know, hippies.
Yeah, hub of counterculture.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you started seeing companies move in from outside of the Bay Area and sort of taking over, because it's also really expensive to live in San Francisco.
Yeah, hugely.
And so you have to, you know, you have to be a multimillionaire or at least aspire to be one to rent a flat there, it seems like. But so there's definitely some colonization, I think, from a different perspective that's sort of dominating things right now.
True. You've noted before that the dot-com craze is another example of a tech hype bandwagon. We've had a lot of cycles of these different phenomena where something will come in and it'll capture attention. Why don't investors learn that, you know, it's not a prudent thing to invest in? Is it that the short term, immediate term is just too important?
Yeah, so we just talked about how crazy the Allbirds stock price jumped just by making an announcement. I'm just going to knock things around. So you're really excited.
Go crazy. This is student radio.
And so, yeah, there's definitely some motivation from investors to capitalize on a short-term stock increase like that, or a short-term injection of money, because, you know, profit is the main motivator. And who cares what happens next? But you're right. This has happened all the time. Dot-com craze in the 90s. The 1990s, for those of you too young to remember the 1990s, you know, you saw companies just slapping .com on the end of their company name and increasing the value of their companies. And then one of my favorite examples, back in the 2010s, there was a company called the Long Island Iced Tea Company. Mm. They made drinks. And then they, very similar, they just announced one day, oh, actually, we're going to be a blockchain company now.
What happened to them?
They had a stock price increase of only 200%, so not as big as the Allbirds. And then they decided to abandon their plans to mine Bitcoin. Everyone left because they were, you know, weren't going to get any return on their investment, and eventually the company was delisted from the Securities and Exchange Commission in 2021.
Damn.
Yeah, so big temporary influx of cash, and then suddenly they don't exist anymore.
Do you think the similar thing might happen with Allbirds?
I mean, Allbirds is kind of lucky because they actually, you know, moved to their shoe development side. So a different company is going to keep producing Allbirds shoes. And that's, what are they called? The American Exchange Group, I think. Nice generic American corporation name. Mm-hmm. But whatever happens to Newbird AI, assuming this even happens, right? Because their stockholders haven't actually approved this yet.
Right.
That won't happen until next month sometime. But if it goes that way, everything will depend on if they can follow through on their promises. So they're definitely hoping to make profit. There's no guarantee of that. And it's an interesting approach. Yeah, they're going to buy up some GPUs, so those really expensive graphic processing units that are required for generative AI, and then lease out that processing power to new to AI. Mm. So they could spin this. I'm giving them free marketing advice. I should get paid for this. They could spin this as a way of allowing new entrants into the AI economy that wouldn't be able to afford it otherwise. The real confusing part, aside from all of it, is that Allbirds always pitch themselves as this environmentally friendly, sustainable company.
I read that, yeah.
And there's nothing less sustainable and environmentally friendly than a massive server farm.
Yeah.
So it's really a pivot, not just in terms of the product that they're offering, but in terms of the company ethos.
Yeah.
Did we just say that at the same time?
Well, that just sort of proves how shallow the quote-unquote ethos really is.
Oh, yeah. And companies are – all sorts of companies do this sort of thing. They either environment wash themselves, greenwash themselves, or whitewash their own history in terms of, you know, sexism or racism.
Yeah. Or if you're Coca-Cola assassinating union leaders in South America.
You know, minor detail. Yeah. There are all sorts of good stories you could tell about Coca-Cola, but how they, you know, I'll just do one. They parachute into places where they don't have a market, sell Coca-Cola for really cheap, push out all of the other competitors.
Really?
And then, yeah. And then, you know, we'll just take over.
Jeepers. Yeah. Well, if, you know, if anything terrifying happens with the US Iran war, we'll always have Coca-Cola.
That's what we will.
That'll survive the nuclear war. but the landscape of AI, from what I've seen in recent memory, seems to be a little bit waning, because there was that OpenAI video service, Sora, which closed down, mm-hmm. and OpenAI's contract with Disney ended. So is it really a good time to be entering this market?
People are still banking on it. And one of the issues that we have with AI is that it feels like it's been around forever, but it's really still, in the grand scheme of things, quite new. And so we don't fully understand what the everyday banal uses of AI are going to be in, you know, 5 or 10 years. So there's still a lot of hype. I think we're at the top, or maybe we're just peaked past the top of the hype cycle. And at the top of that, everyone just wanted to invest in AI because it just felt like it was going to be the next big thing. And that's why you see AI getting pushed into all sorts of things. So yeah. If you use any Microsoft product, you know, you can't sneeze without Copilot turning on.
Same with Google.
Same with Google, yeah, putting Gemini and everything. And then you see weird products as well, like the AI-powered water bottle that tracks how much water you drink and then through Bluetooth connectivity and all these things, right? So there's this attempt to shove AI into everything to kind of see what sticks. But the demand that that generates means that more and more server farms are going to be needed, and that's exactly what Allbirds or Newbird AI is going to try to capitalize on.
Yeah, it's pretty terrifying.
Yeah.
But it does seem like the market is running into more and more immediate-term goals. Surely there's a limit to how much they can do that. I mean, people have been commenting on the AI, bubble, if it's going to crash, because there's three massive companies. There's like Microsoft, OpenAI, NVIDIA, trading billions of dollars with each other. Yes. And there's no new money being pumped in.
No, not so much. I mean, you have, Microsoft in there a bit, but they're giving money to OpenAI, and it just seems
like... And then Azure's in somewhere there as well.
Yeah. So it's all a bit incestuous, probably not the best term for that, but they're all sort of pumping each other up and sustaining each other. And yeah, you're right. There's a lot of economists think that there's a pretty massive AI bubble that will burst at some point, and it would be, depending on which economist you talk to, 3 to 10 times bigger than the dot-com bubble a couple of decades ago. So that could have severe economic impacts on all of us.
Yeah,
because that affects people's retirements cost of living and all of that fun stuff.
And we're not going to see the government they'll bail out the rich before they bail out the poor, most likely. And that's what the US did in 2008. And so
you saw governments putting money into companies rather than people. We're a bit better off here. There's a bit more, I guess, less hesitance to invest money in people on occasion, depending on which government's in charge and what their particular ideology is. But companies always seem to win out in the end.
Mm. Is your money that this thing's going to crash, the AI bubble's going to crash?
I mean, I am no economist and terrible at predictions, but there's certainly going to be... I would think there's going to be some falling back, and eventually AI is not going to go away by any stretch of the imagination, but this attempt to sort of shove it in everywhere is going to cease at some point, because there's frankly just some things that AI is not appropriate for or good for, and eventually people will figure that out. So the kinds of crazy money that we are seeing throwing around now...
That's not going to last too much longer.
I don't think so.
It feels almost like in the 2010s when a bunch of companies were giving money to the Ubers and the Lyfts of the world to try and monopolize the taxi industry. And they've done that now.
Yeah.
They've finally made a profit like a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And now I guess the point of AI is to monopolize access to information and access to cognition.
all the while limiting our ability to use our own cognition.
Completely.
Yeah.
It's a fun world we live in. Newbird's AI, it'll be really, really fascinating to see what happens there. I don't know how they're going to make it work, but if they do, I still don't like them.
Yeah. I mean, if they pull it off, it will be a gamble that, paid off in spades. But if it doesn't work, you can just throw it on the pile of other companies that tried to do something radical to make a quick buck and didn't work out so well.
Yeah. Well, hopefully... we'll see some more stuff about that in the near future. Thank you so much for coming on the program, Michael. I really appreciate your time. Do you have any final thoughts, words, or opinions for our lovely listeners out there?
Just think for yourselves and don't lease out everything to AI. You're smart. You're capable. You can do it.
Yeah, as a teacher at the uni, you must be pretty infuriated with AI.
It keeps me in business, so I guess I shouldn't. It gives me plenty to talk about on an everyday basis.
Fair enough. All right, well, thank you so much for coming on, man.
Not me. Thanks.
Cheers. That was Dr. Michael Dobbs from the Department of Media Film Communication from Otago Whakaihuwaka, University of Otago, talking about the New Zealand shoe company Allbirds, who have decided to pivot to AI. Michael has requested.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.